This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Real quick heads up here, friends. We are going to be covering a couple topics here during the show. If you'd like to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. We got some more craziness coming on. In the United States of America, after an intense debate for and against the proposal, the New York State Legislature passed a bill Tuesday that makes it legal, listen carefully, legal using the law against the law, for doctors and other healthcare professionals such as midwives and physicians and their assistants to perform abortions up until birth for any reason whatsoever in the state. Let me say it this way. New York passes bill allowing abortions up to birth for any reason whatsoever. Friends, you have here the preachers of tolerance. The preachers of tolerance even claim the victims, you know, war against women. When you begin to stand up and say it's illegal what you're doing concerning the murder of the innocent in your womb, they call it a war against themselves. No, 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 folks. They're deflectors of the truth. The preachers of tolerance are the advocates of the crimes committed against humanity. Listen to me carefully. The preachers of tolerance are the advocates of crimes committed against humanity. You want to see a reflection, America? Look what you put up with. Thou shalt not kill, Exodus 20, it's the sixth commandment. Proverbs 6:17, God hates hands that shed innocent blood, period. How do they justify this? Well, they justify abortion through a lie. Is it justifiable? Absolutely not. 1% rape or incest. 6% potential health problems, mother or child. 93% of abortions that take place in the United States of America, friends, are for social reasons. They're unwanted, or they're just inconvenient. Just think about what you're allowing the preachers of tolerance, friends, to commit. Because those that stand back and allow this to happen, friends, are the accomplices to the murder of the innocent in the womb. Listen, this is what you have been taught by the preachers of intolerance, friends. Okay? It's illegal to tamper with an eagle egg. Right? No, you better not. It's illegal to tamper with an eagle's egg. If you break any part of this act by violating these eagles, their nests, or their eggs, you will face the criminal penalty of a $5,000 fine or 1 year imprisonment or both. But you go ahead at will and murder the innocent in the womb. This is what you're allowing them to teach you. And they are preachers of intolerance, friends. Though they call themselves the preachers of tolerance. They're the advocates of crimes against humanity itself. Did you know that it's illegal to kill whales? But go ahead and kill your baby at will. You've taken on the mindset, friends, of your enemies to allow this. Section 101, there shall be a moratorium on the taking to harass, hunt, capture, or kill, or attempt to harass, hunt, capture, or kill any marine mammal. It's illegal, say they. It's illegal to pick flowers in state parks, but you go ahead and murder your baby at will. Sanctions the United States government, which is outside of the United States government. This is foreign to who we are as a people, friends. Minnesota Statute 2003, tables of chapters, tables of contents, for Chapter 85.20, subdivision. 1. Violation of rules. Any person who within the limits of any state park, state monument, state recreation area, and it goes on, 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 shall be guilty of a misdemeanor. Provision of Laws, 1923, Chapter 430. Wow, this is craziness, friends. The preachers of tolerance are the advocates of crimes against humanity. New York just passed a bill allowing abortions up to birth for any reason. For any reason whatsoever. Just hang on with me, friends. There's a billboard up, and if it's not Russell Simmons, it's Pamela Anderson. If it's not Pamela Anderson, it's Dick Gregory. If it's not Dick Gregory, it's Paul McCartney and more lunatics, reprobates, Romans 1:24. And they want you to boycott, friends, they want you to boycott Kentucky Fried Chicken for its cruelty to chickens. But these are the same people that say, go ahead and kill your baby at will. You know, it's interesting because you can see what the young people in America see when they see this happening with the grown-ups, as they call themselves. We had a girl in Minneapolis-St. Paul area, a 17-year-old student at Tartan High School, who stabbed her baby girl repeatedly over 135 times after giving birth in the laundry room. Nicole was told that that's all she had to do was take her baby to the hospital and drop it off. But friends, you need to keep in mind that she's being taught by the federal government that it's okay to kill babies at will. And by the way, who taught her that it would be okay to stab her baby 135 times? By the way, she got life in prison, and rightfully so. That applies to all of us, okay? Nicole was told that's all she had to do is take her baby to the hospital and drop it off. Yet in some instances, friends, a doctor could have killed her baby, her child, the exact same way, yet he'd have been paid to do it. Wait a second, is that what it's about? Yep, it's about blood money. It's about blood money. You know, I got a picture in front of me right now, friends, of a little baby in a casket, saltine to death. That means they inject salt into the baby and it turns the baby's skin black. And what really jacks me up more than anything, friends, is when I look at this picture, I look at the people standing around the casket praying for the baby's soul. And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, as you professors stand there and pray for the baby, why don't you protest those that are murdering the babies? Prevention is better than cure. And the fact of the matter is, friends, this is why we have the preachers of tolerance advocating the crimes against humanity, when in fact they're guilty of it, and so are the people that are standing back watching it happen. I'm going to come back and I'm going to play some audio from this New York situation after they pass the bill.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray, with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobbenmeyer, and this day of sissified Christianity sure is good to know that there's a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
About New York passes bill allowing abortions up to birth for any reason. Wow. Last segment, friends, I showed you how they are lying to the American people in attempts to justify abortion. 93% are for social reasons. All right. Then I took some time during the first segment, friends, to highlight the fact that it's okay to kill babies in the womb. But you better not touch the animals. Showing you the mindset that you have taken on concerning your enemies in the United States of America. And who are they? They're the preachers of tolerance. When in fact, they're the preachers of intolerance. Is anybody taking the time to look at the crimes of the preachers of tolerance, America? They're the ones guilty of advocating the crimes against humanity. What it's going to take for the people to wake up to this, I don't know. You know, and I want to say to all you good professed Christians out there, I know that you're talking about the end times, which you can't justify scripturally for the most part. And I know that many of you are looking for a reason to justify yourselves by saying Jesus is going to come back and get us out of here. And why you're saying that is for the very purpose that you are guilty of refusing to obey the Lord. Because the Bible says we are to occupy till he comes. Instead of looking for a reason to get out of here, why don't you look for a reason to get busy and keep the commandments and deal with those that are murdering the innocent in the womb? Wouldn't that be a mercy to the innocent in the womb? Yes, it would. By enforcing the laws against those that advocate murder, because this is murder. This is murder, is what it is. And look at how just incrementally things are getting worse and worse and worse and worse. New York passes bill allowing abortions up to birth for any reason. Really? Said who? Hey, by the way, friends, the government can't justify this. They know it, and I know it. You can never justify what God condemns. Never. Never. And to stand back and throw your hands up in the air, is the only reason people would do that is because they want to be exempted from their obligation before God and man. They're derelict of duty. In Orlando now, friends, you can actually get coupons for kids in public schools. Save $50 with this web coupon, valid for abortion services at the Orlando Women's Center on Sundays only. Additional $25 for advanced sedation, patient able to drive herself and to and from the office. Coupons to kill babies. You know, it's a good thing, friends, that your mama and your daddy obeyed God's moral law because it's there to protect life. But somehow or another, the up-and-coming, the last six generations, the last, I'm sorry, six decades of people, for some reason or another, feel that it's not their job to actually enforce the laws that their parents did. How hypocritical. How hypocritical. I mean, we know Margaret Sanger, what she does advocate for. And what her minions of Satan and the devil do, we understand that the apple doesn't fall too far from the tree. I bet you if she had the opportunity to come out and tell all those people that are actually following her murderous doctrine, she would probably tell them, listen, this is what the deal is now. I didn't realize this is what I was up against. You see, when I died, the first thing I did is I faced my Creator, and it wasn't good. Now I've been burning down here for a long time. You know, the worm doesn't die. The fire's continuously being salted. It's torment for history. Just like the man in the book of Luke, friends, that was found in hell and didn't realize that that's where he was going to go. And again, I'm not here to teach you to fear hell. I'm here to teach you to fear the Lord. Read Luke 12, 4 and 5 when you get a moment. You're not to fear hell. That's the consequence of those that transgress his law. How these people justify themselves in the face of good people that allow them to do the things that they do? Who is good? Who is good? Edmund Burke said, right? Evil prevails because good men do nothing. That is not true whatsoever, because good men wouldn't allow the evil to prevail. The most merciful thing that a large family does for one of its infant members is to kill it. Hey, my black brothers and sisters out there, read Acts 17:26. All nations are one blood. I don't care what color you are, but this is what Margaret Sanger said. On blacks, immigrants, and indigents, human weeds, reckless breeders, spawning human beings who should have never been born. And I got a picture of her preaching up in front of the KKK, by the way. And on the extermination of blacks, said Margaret Sanger, we do not want word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population, she said, if it ever occurs to any of their more rebellious members. Wow. The Constitution said, U.S. Supreme Court Justice Tony Scalia, contains no right to abortion. Of course it doesn't. You know that, and I know that. Then why is it happening? It's happening through totalitarian means. And you feel safe in a country like this, friends, that is willing to go ahead and advocate and sanction the murder of its own people? Oh, something's wrong with you. Last night we've been watching documentaries on Hitler, and it's interesting how all of his crimes, they're so sparse in what they're willing to tell you that he was guilty of. They always just show you the genocide. It just shows you constantly how he had kids and the women and the husbands killed off. And how everything was done through force, by the way. There was no reasoning with the Nazis, friends. Either you complied or they got rid of you. Period. That's how it is. And that's exactly what's happening today in this country. And it's been going on for a long time. Just talk to the Bushes about that. Ruth Bader Ginsburg said, frankly, I thought that at the time Roe was decided, there was concern about population growth, and particularly growth in populations that we don't want to have too many of. Why wasn't she indicted for saying that, friends? From 1973 to the present, friends, 18 states have been aborted. Populations. And again, what they do is they have the audacity to stand there, the women that murder their own babies, and say, you need to stop the war on women. When they're guilty, they have blood all over their hands, and they want you to believe that they're the victims. Hey, folks, it's blood money is what this is. It's mob. They just have suits on, that's all. And for all of you Trumpites, do remember, as Donald Trump plays the advocate for life, he was the one that just signed a bill in 2018 fully funding Planned Parenthood once again. Another president, and if you look to history and do this, cross-check me. I was just reading this morning. It's interesting. A majority of the crimes against we the people have been committed against we the people under Republican headship. Leadership, as they called it. Not me. I'm not saying that. There are representatives. Okay? Under Republicans. We're ruled by law, not by party, as you well know. I'm highlighting right now, New York passes bill allowing abortions up to birth for any reason. I want you to listen to these said legislators in New York City after the bill was passed. I want you to listen carefully, friends, and then I want to highlight this in Amos chapter 7. Go ahead, play that song. This is the legislatures in New York City after the bill was passed, allowing abortions up to birth for any reason. Hey, folks, it's come to the point where folks in New York are brazen, and so are the people that allow it, towards God. You can mark his words, and you can mark mine as I read them. Daring the justice of God goes only so far. Mark them, write them down, even now. There's going to be a response. To dare the justice of God and mock God and murder his creation in the womb and to stand up with a whore's forehead and clap in applause in favor of this bill. I want you to listen to this one more time. These are the legislators in New York City after the bill was passed. Listen. In Amos 7, verse 8, it says, and the Lord said unto me, Amos, what seest thou? Amos said, I see a plumb line. Then said the Lord, behold, I will set a plumb line in the midst of my people, Israel. Listen carefully. He said, I will not pass by them anymore. I will not pass by them anymore. Enough is enough. It's now, folks, in play, in motion, that the people in this country are going to wish they did what they should have done when they had the time to do it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. Michael Cohen, President Trump's former personal attorney, said on Wednesday that he will postpone his testimony before a House committee that was scheduled for February 7th, citing his own lawyer and ongoing threats against his family from President Trump and Rudy Giuliani. Senior White House advisor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, says Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will have a lot of explaining to do if she rescinds her invitation to President Trump to deliver the State of the Union address next Tuesday night.
The president intends to go to the chamber on Tuesday night to address our great nation and give them an update. It would be, I think, remarkably petty of the speaker to disinvite the president of the United States to address the nation that they both serve at the highest level.
Conway was speaking there on Fox News. Some federal workers are protesting the partial government shutdown inside the Hart Senate building on Capitol Hill. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Changing topics. Before I get to that, we're going to be talking about Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, or is it Ocasio, whatever her name is, this lunatic. You know who I'm talking about, this girl that looks like every time someone takes a picture of her, she's got these big donkey teeth. And I don't know if people find that entertaining, but is these people, are they not a reflection of we the people? And it's interesting, look at the things that they do and advocate for. We never gave them delegated authority to do this. The preachers of tolerance, are the most intolerant, friends. Hey, by the way, I wanted to tell you, too, before we get going on this next piece here, I want you to understand, this isn't the type of show, this radio show, is not the type of show that you outgrow. Now, this is the type of show where the Lord's going to keep putting his finger right back to the issues that need to be dealt with before you do grow. How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. The Lord said, turn at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make my words known unto you. Because I have called and yet you refused, I have stretched out my hand and no man regarded. But you have set at naught all my counsel, and you would none of my reproof. I will also laugh at your calamity. I will mock you when your fear cometh, America. When your fear cometh as a desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you. Then shall they call upon me when they're in trouble, but I will not answer. Isn't that interesting, folks? Right after September 11th, how everybody ran to Jesus. Look at the direction they've gone since September 11th. The exact opposite way of what Jesus commanded, right? Then shall you call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. Why? Why would you do that, Lord? Because they hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord in departing from iniquity. They would not have my counsel. They despised all of my reproof. Therefore shall they eat the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. So who goes, friends? The simple and the prosperity of the fools. You can liken that, folks, to corrupt governments and the people that allow corrupt government. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from the fear of the Lord. Amen. Amen. You ready for this next one, friends? Happening in the United States of America. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez calls climate change our World War II. Listen carefully to this mess.
And I think that the part of it that is generational is that millennials and people and, you know, Gen Z and all these folks that come after us are looking up and we're like, the world is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change. And your biggest issue is...
The world's going to end in 12 years.
Your biggest issue is how are we going to pay for it? And, like, this is the war. This is our World War II.
This is our World War II. Folks, can you make up the stuff that this lady says? This is our World War II? Ma'am... that already happened 60 years ago. Where are you conjuring this stuff up? This reminds me of Barack Hussein Obama coming off his 57-state tour. And the American people laughed it off, not knowing that there's 57 states in the Muslim nation. She's a socialist. She's un-American. But somehow she's a representative? Does this not fall in line with 1 Kings 13:33, where the king picked the baser sort? Folks, this lady is a reflection of the American people. Laugh at her all you want, but again, keep in mind, the joke is on you for tolerating her. She said, millennials and people, you know, Gen Z, and all these folks that will come after us are looking up and we're like, the world is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change. And your biggest issue is how we're going to pay for it? Cortez goes on. And quotes an MLK Now event. And folks, if it sounds confusing, it is because it is coming from an individual that doesn't think about what she's saying before she says it. Why? Because she doesn't have the knowledge of what to say. I want you to listen to this again. This is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and she's calling climate change our World War II. And by the way, we better address it, because if not, concerning climate change, the world's going to end in 12 years. This sounds like it's falling straight from the mouth of none other than, guess who? Al Gore. Go ahead, play that.
And I think that the part of it that is generational is that millennials and people and, you know, Gen Z and all these folks that come after us are looking up and we're like, the world is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change. And your biggest issue is your biggest issue is how are we going to pay for it? And, like, this is the war. This is our World War II. And
you know what they're saying to our friends? And this, of course, is taking place in a college. And this, of course, friends, that it's taking place concerning what college it's in, had those people bust in to basically play up to her every word and every whim. That's why you hear the applause in the background. Because they want you to believe, like the media always does, friends, they want you to believe that the majority of the American people are behind people like this. No, they are not. And I've proven the point 1.5 million times. It is a tactic that Saul Alinsky uses, friends, Cause the enemy to believe that there's more of us than there really is. Yep. How about we get a bunch of fanfare behind her, agree with everything they say, their little puppets, their little minions, their point men and their point women friends who advocate a global agenda, and what we'll do is we'll broadcast it, and then the conservatives will pick it up and broadcast it for us. Without actually bringing in the information that's needed for the people to bring this to an end lawfully. It's sick. It's sick. The survival of the United States of America as we know it is at risk, and even more, if it should ever be required, the future of human civilization is at stake. Al Gore. Global warming message to an audience in Washington, D.C. Hey, folks, Ecclesiastes 1:4, one generation passeth away and another generation cometh, but the earth abideth forever, friends. Again, everything's been perfect and perfect flow as created for over 6,000 years, and now all of a sudden, everything on this earth is somehow now changing and must be quickly addressed. Quickly addressed. I highlighted a couple weeks ago, isn't this funny, friends, now that we're talking about this once again, the Lord had us 3 weeks ahead of the game once again, and here it comes to the light, right? Remember when Washington's con men and con women were attempting to throw global warming onto Americans? Well, it seemed fit for the Lord to give witness when record-setting massive snow fell during the same exact period. And if you want to see how this works, friends, Stephen Colbert, another reprobate, but he said he spoke the truth in his confusion as he blurted it out. I believe in global warming after Al Gore's movie made money. The market has spoken. Yeah. Future generations may well have occasion to ask themselves, what were our parents thinking? Why didn't they wake up when they had a chance? We have to hear that question from them now. Al Gore goes on, I know that we are capable of that. Our way of life is at stake. Our grandchildren are at stake. The future of civilization is at stake. Fear that drives men to Al Gore in this particular instance and says to Al, what is it that we need to do? Anything, Alfred. Well, that's the whole reason for it. Remember, necessity is the plea for every infringement of human freedom. It's the argument of tyrants. It's the creed of slaves. William Pitt the Younger. This guy's a criminal, friends. And by the way, I also played some audio for you concerning global warming when an advocate of global warming went into a hearing. And during that hearing, a man began to read a letter from 1922, November 2nd, in the Washington Post. He began to read it off. She thought that he was putting his hand on her shoulders in approbation, agreeing with what she was trying to push through. He reads it. He goes on and he highlights this article from November 2nd, 1922. She's got a big smile on her face. And then all of a sudden he looked at her and he said, this letter's from 1922, November 2nd in the Washington Post. Oh, her house of cards fell to the ground. And he said that if you were to tell the American people what this is really about, he asked about the price tag, he said there would be a revolt immediately in this country. She didn't know that that letter was from 1922. Then she began to become defensive about it. Did she feel stupid? I highly doubt it. These people have no shame. They, again, have whore's foreheads. They go on in their blatant sin. And friends, I got to tell you, what keeps coming through me and going through me right now over the last three segments is this is why the Lord said to Jeremiah, don't pray for him. Judgment's coming. There's nothing they can do to turn back. Don't even pray for him anymore, Jeremiah. They refused my counsel. They refused to listen. They continuously turned the shoulder and turned their backs unto my word. Now I'm going to cause them to understand exactly what my word means in judgment. We're going to take a quick break. 1-866-582-9933 if you'd like to call in one more segment. We're going to go over to Ruby Ridge real quick during the last segment. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, I just want to thank Bradley for all he's doing to bringing awareness into the minds of people in our nation. We've lost track of what freedom looks like, what liberty looks like, and Bradley Dean is doing a great job of bringing that back to the masses. Bradley, keep up the great work.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Hurry in and save on tax software. Save today at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires January 26, 2019.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Facebook, Bradley Dean. Twitter, Bradley Dean 1, double E on both pages. If you'd like to jump over onto the Sons of Liberty Media YouTube page, do so. We got some brand new pages coming up and videos coming up with that, I'm sorry. And if you, again, like to call in, this is the last segment, 1-866-582-9933, if I have time to take it at this point. Thank you for the text. Thank you. Thanks to you guys out there that are messaging us right now. I totally appreciate it. I got to get to this. I brought up, friends, that Donald Trump's nominee for the Attorney General, Mr. Barr, was an anti-gun, gun confiscation attorney general. They want to make him the top cop. He's an anti-gunner, just so you know. This coming from the pro-Second Amendment president, right? This is, and I'm saying this to the people that still haven't quite caught on because they don't want to, right? They're too busy trying to find something good about him, right? Positivism. Humanism, rather than calling it for what it is and righting the wrongs. You remember, you may remember. Friends, do you remember that Randy Weaver, who was entrapped by a federal agent for violating a very technical part in the federal gun law? By the way, they were setting him up. U.S. Marshals later launched an offensive against the family. They surrounded his house, friends. This under, I believe, George H.W. Bush, Daddy Bush. But they surrounded his house. They were trying to set him up. They were trying to get him to be an informant, but he wouldn't do so. So they set him up. Okay? U.S. Marshals later launched an offensive against the family, first killing Weaver's 14-year-old son. Well, you say, well, what does this have to do with Mr. Barr? Just hang on a second. U.S. Marshals later launched an offensive against the family, first killing Weaver's, the federal government killing Weaver's 14-year-old son. Then an FBI sniper shot Weaver in the back and murdered his wife with a baby in her hand as she stood in the doorway of their cabin holding her baby, not suspecting anybody would shoot her dead. She was holding her baby. The federal government shot her dead. They shot the family dog, too. Matter of fact, some of these agents thought it was cute. After they shot his son, they started to mock and killed the woman, the wife. They started to mock Randy Weaver and talking about having breakfast after they killed his wife and his son. Oh, my gosh. My gosh. This is your government, America. The FBI sniper, oh, by the way, they've all been promoted. Nobody was charged. The FBI sniper shot Weaver in the back and murdered his wife as she stood in the doorway of their cabin holding her baby. They first killed his 14-year-old son. Afterwards, an Idaho jury found Weaver not guilty on almost all counts, and a federal judge blasted the Justice Department and FBI for concealing evidence and demonstrating a callous disregard for the rights of the defendants and the interests of justice. All promoted. One guy that was with Randy Weaver actually shot back and killed a federal agent. He was exonerated. All of this, you ready for this, friends? All of this was under the leadership of then Attorney General William Barr, Donald Trump's nominee for the Attorney General of the United States of America. He was the one defending the government against the Weavers. Barr claimed at the time that he had no involvement in the Ruby Ridge shooting, even though it happened under his jurisdiction. But in 1995, the Washington Post reported that top officials of the Bush Justice Department had at least 20 contacts concerning Ruby Ridge in the 24 hours before Weaver's wife was shot and killed. And that two calls involved Mr. William Barr. Being promoted, friends. He's being promoted. Barr also fibbed when he claimed no direct involvement in Ruby Ridge, even though he had sat in on at least two phone calls. But that's not all. When the FBI sniper who murdered Vicki Weaver was faced with criminal charges, Barr tried to get immunity for the killer. He tried to get the judge to dismiss the charges on the general theory that prosecuting FBI snipers undermined the attorney general. Better to justify one of their own than actually bring forth justice, is what he was saying. You know, the criminals in government, they say, we can't be pressured by the public to do the right thing. No, we got to show them that we're in control, that we're God. Well, you go ahead and set yourself there, dog, because soon enough you're going to be removed real quick. If not by man, by the Spirit of God. Rest assured, Isaiah 14. Jesus said that he saw Satan as lightning fall from heaven. He'll remove the proud. He'll have them in derision. He'll wax hot against them. He'll break them in pieces as a potter's vessel. Psalm 2, Isaiah 28, verse 18. The covenant of death, the covenant of hell will be disannulled. They want to try it again, don't they, friends? Barr spent 2 weeks organizing former attorney general on behalf of the FBI killer. He assisted in framing arguments on the behalf of the government. In fact, the majority of Barr's pro bono activities have consisted of trying to cover up for the massacre at Ruby Ridge and exonerating the government killers. Is it any wonder that Barr supported semi-automatic and magazine bans for the little people, me and you, and helped create Brady checks and then denied it under oath? folks, we have a criminal. Why would Donald Trump nominate William Barr for the top cop position as the new Attorney General of America? You need, folks, this is nothing new. It's been going on since the beginning of his administration. They're putting him in a positive light, is what they're doing. By what? Driving support to his base. Oh, look at Nancy saying about him. Look at Chuck Schumer saying about him. Oh, people just hate him. Really? Where have you been? Man, you must be locked up in one of your bunkers or something, folks, because across the boards, people support this man. And every time he's attacked, they drive more support to his base. It's called driving opposition. It's called leading opposition. He's not under attack. You are. And you're under attack by the very one that you promote as Mr. He Can Do No Wrong. Is it any wonder that Barr's top priority as Attorney General would be secret police-initiated orders to raid gun owners' homes in the middle of the night, a.k.a. red flag laws? By the way, I was telling you during the beginning of the show, friends, we've been talking about the crimes of watching documentaries. I've watched tons of them. This is nothing short of what any dictator does, friends. And keep in mind, dictators are only the reflection of the people that allowed him to do what he did. When justice dies, friends, tyrants rise. When justice dies, tyrants rise. But rest assured, when you see tyrants rise, you can know that, friends, the time is nigh. Because God is not going to allow a dictator at the end of the day sit in his place. He'll remove him after the people at large have been judged by the person that they put in the Lord's place. Oh, I wish someone would at least call and say, hey, Bradley, you know what? I think this, that, and the other thing, in contrary to what I'm telling you. I'm telling you how it works. And this is what's happening again. Folks, Donald Trump is nominating William Barr for the top cop position. He's an anti-gunner. He wants to empower secret police, just like Adolf Hitler, just like any dictator of the past, to disarm at night the American people. I wonder how that's going to fare for him. I really do. And if the cops have any common sense, friends, they're going to look back at the one that gave them the illegal order and deal with him. Because for the gist of it, friends, there's a whole lot of good cops in America. A whole lot of them. They're going to say, no, you do it. You do it. Are they going to do it? Absolutely not. And if they won't do it, then guess what they'll do is they'll hire mercenaries. They'll use foreigners to do it. And then, wait a second, is that why we have all these foreigners coming to the United States of America? Bingo! Going back to Adolf Hitler, it's exactly what he did. It's exactly what King George did. It's exactly what any dictator does. Bingo! Bingo! Why would an attorney general want to empower a secret police to disarm the American people? Why? Well, that's what Donald Trump's trying to do today. He advocates publicly exactly the opposite of what he's doing behind closed doors. And friends, if this is not another notch on the belt of I'm trying to wake you up, then I don't know what is. Because the article that I just read is from Gun Owners of America. What I'm highlighting right now, friends, is from Gun Owners of America. Oh, and by the way, did you know that Randy Weaver actually won a $3.1 million lawsuit against the government that killed his wife and his kid? Just wanted to show you who was right at the end of the day. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.